From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 9th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine residents will have to wait 72 hours to take possession of a new gun under a law that took effect today. Another new law, meanwhile, expands the state's background checks requirements. Supporters say a 72-hour waiting period will deter impulsive suicides and homicides. Nicole Palmer with the Maine Gun Safety Coalition points out that 90% of gun deaths in Maine are suicides.
And that means that anything that we can do to reduce suicide is going to have a major impact in reducing the overall gun deaths in Maine. The 72-hour waiting period has been shown to be effective in reducing suicides in the states where it is passed.
For the first time, private gun sellers will also have to run background checks on potential buyers if they advertise the gun online or in print. Maine's Democratic-controlled legislature passed the gun bills this spring after intense debate. But opponents question their effectiveness and say neither measure would have prevented last October's mass shootings in Lewiston. Maine has officially joined the list of states with so-called shield laws to protect medical professionals who provide reproductive and gender-affirming care. Kevin Miller reports.
Hundreds of bills passed by the legislature earlier this year took effect on Friday. One of the most contentious new laws will protect medical professionals from lawsuits or investigations if they care for patients who travel to Maine for abortions or gender-affirming care. Lisa Margillies with Planned Parenthood Maine Action Fund said officials in more restrictive states have already targeted residents who go elsewhere for abortions or gender-affirming care. And some states have threatened to sue or prosecute the doctors who provide that care.
As an example, the Attorney General of Texas recently served a Washington hospital with a demand for records related to transgender health care. And even during the legislative process for this bill, opponents showed just how willing they were to try to reach into our state and interfere with our rule of law.
16 attorneys generals from other states had vowed in a letter last spring to fight a provision allowing Maine healthcare providers to countersue if they are targeted by out-of-state investigations. Other opponents of the Shield Law argued that it could violate parental rights and lead to, quote, trafficking of transgender minors to Maine for care. But the new law does not change Maine's current age restrictions or parental consent requirements for minors. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A tractor-trailer carrying a large wind turbine blade collided with a railroad bridge on Route 1 in Stockton Springs on Friday morning. It happened at around 5:30. The collision caused the tractor-trailer to overturn and force the closure of Route 1 in the area. Route 1 did reopen to traffic later on Friday, but is expected to close for a time early on Saturday morning. The state of Maine says that it plans to opt into the new federal direct file tax return system. The U.S. Treasury Department piloted the direct file tool in 12 states earlier this year, allowing people to file their taxes directly with the IRS. The department has since announced plans to expand direct file and make it permanent. On Friday, a spokesperson for the Maine Department of Administrative and Financial Services said that Maine intends to opt into the system, and Maine taxpayers will be able to file their federal tax returns using the tool during the 2025 filing season. The agency says that the system is currently limited to certain taxpayers with the most common tax situations, and Mainers will still need to file a state income tax return separately. The state plans to work with the IRS to integrate direct file with Maine's online tax portal by 2026. An agency spokesperson says direct file will help to spare residents the costs of tax preparation filing fees and help them claim federal tax credits. And St. Dominic Academy has had a setback in a lawsuit challenging a state law that prohibits discrimination by religious schools that receive public funds. The Auburn school said that the law specifically targeted religious schools and would force it to require employees to use students' preferred pronouns and facilitate a student's effort to change their gender identity, which could go against the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland's commitment to respect parents' inalienable right to educate their children. But Judge John Woodcock rejected a request for emergency relief this week, saying that the school didn't present evidence that the new law was passed with an objective to impede or constrain religion. Adele Keim, a senior counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, said she was disappointed in the judge's decision, and the group plans to appeal.
But we think that other judges taking a fresh look in light of longstanding Supreme Court case civil rights law will find in favor of our clients.
A spokesperson for the Maine Attorney General's office said that it could not comment on pending litigation. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, Maine Public President and CEO Rick Schneider will take your questions and talk about Maine Public's vision for the years ahead. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.